talents, and skills, the Saratima. As we know, our soul, you, who you are, has taken birth many times, many, many, many times, through different planes of evolution, on this planet, off planet, in other galaxies, in different organic forms, plants, in the animal kingdom. And in this process, we have accumulated a tremendous amount of knowledge, abilities, skills, we could say. A lot of that is lodged in our brainstem, our reptilian brain, the evolution that is more connected with the physical body of reacting, reflexes, ability to adapt and to adjust to the environment, biological processes, etc., that we don't even think about, but they just happen. But there's also wisdom, clarity, light, that you as the soul, pure awareness, contain and have access to, and is in this present life not right away accessible. As you go through life, certain things begin to unlock, they become available. And when we begin to meditate, when we actually really willingly face ourselves, we begin to unlock even more. We begin to unlock aspects of our soul, abilities that seem to be absent in this life, but you actually have had them in other lives and other experiences. And as we know, time and space doesn't truly exist in reality, in absolute reality. Everything is here, right, and now. When you sit down and meditate, you are allowing yourself to access these powers that are within you, energy, vibration, information that then can be available for you suddenly in this life. When I was very little, I remember in fourth grade specifically, so that's about 10 years old, something like that. I remember in art school, in art class, we had to draw an egg, a chicken egg, and we had white paper and a pencil, that's it, and an egg is white. And I remember that I just drew it. I was looking at the egg and looked at the shadows and the light and drew the shape and what I saw. When I looked at what my classmates did, it wasn't really looking what the egg was looking like to me. And as they saw what I was drawing, I remember at least 11 children were standing all around me and they wanted me to draw their egg because they had to basically provide this drawing. And they weren't able to see and translate what they were seeing onto paper. And I did actually assist the other children with their drawing. But what was really interesting to me was that on the inside, there was something going on. I became aware of me being able to draw this and nobody around me being able to draw this egg. So where did my ability come from? I had a sense of being conscious sort of in all directions and was aware that I was accessing a knowledge, a talent, an ability. And this was not the first time that I noticed something like that. So I knew that I must have learned that sometime, somewhere, but it wasn't in this life. So I lived before. I always had the sense that I was a bit, you know, timeless, that I've lived obviously forever. I didn't know when it all started, but I did know that my parents didn't teach me how to draw an egg and that I just somehow knew how to do it. So I learned it at some point. And there are lots of other things that you notice that you can do, but you didn't really learn it. Maybe you're very musical, or maybe certain other things are extremely easy for you to do. You just understand wood, maybe, on how to work with wood, or you understand how to work with anything that wasn't specifically taught to you, and you just have this talent. Now, there are a lot of other talents within you. And when you sit and meditate, you're beginning to unlock those. So you're beginning to bring online a tremendous amount of abilities that you didn't have before. I remember the same thing happened with chemistry. I first couldn't understand it at all. It was very confusing to me. And then at some point, it just was there. I just understood it. And nothing I did was different. I just suddenly, my brain was there and could understand chemistry in ways that I've before was just not so available to me. So when you think about maybe in your own life you had an experience like that, and to take it further to say, what else could there be in me, or what else is really useful for me right now, even in terms of manifesting money, manifesting love in your life, and all these things, manifesting health. These are particular skills, abilities as you, as consciousness, that you might have had in other lives, but right now your focus in this life was specifically on a particular area to work on that particular area. But when we open up to some of the skills that are sort of parallel skills, we might call them, then I find that it becomes even easier to learn what you're specifically learning in this life, because things cross-reference in the nervous system. It's not all separate. When you take up a particular hobby and you bring your attention to it and practice it, you might find that another area in your life gets better too. For example, let's say you work with colors, and suddenly cooking and spicing your soup is much easier, or you use dance, and then in your conversation with other people, things are becoming a bit more eloquent because we begin to work with the nervous system in a different way and becomes more fluid and more interconnected. So whenever you sit and meditate, you are also unlocking talents and skills within you from other lifetimes, because your soul is very, very evolved in areas that you might not even know of.